We're going to have a quiz today, perhaps a slightly unusual quiz. I don't know whether it'll catch on. The quiz is weed or not a weed? And you might have thought that this is a red card to send the preacher off if he goes on too long. Well, unfortunately it's not. So, who can tell me what these are? Yeah, Abby? Yeah? Singing nettles? Yeah? So, that's almost certainly a weed, isn't it? You'll get to hear my bad Latin today. Artica dioica. Stinging nettles, okay. And what are these fellas over here? Daffodils, yes, national symbol of Wales. Marvellous, what could be better? Narcissus, the name for daffodils. These are apparently a variety called King Alfred. I thought you might be interested to know, apparently they are a good deer repellent, deer resistant plant. So it's red for a weed, green for not a weed. Now, someone is going to say, what is a weed, aren't they? There'd be some clever clog. Yes, Jonathan Austin? A plant in the wrong place. Okay, yes. I saw someone else online had said that a weed is a plant whose virtues have not yet been discovered. But I guess if you've got a field of wheat, like in Jesus' story, it's pretty obvious what the weed is, isn't it? You don't really want anything else in there other than wheat, or at least you don't want anything that's going to harm or compete with the wheat, okay? So I looked in my dictionary, and it says, weed, a wild plant growing where it is not wanted and in competition with cultivated plants, okay? So I know what is a weed is a complicated philosophical question, but for today, it's something which is aggressive or invasive or spreads more quickly than you'd like, or it's hard to get rid of, or likely to take over or outcompete things that you want to grow there, okay? So are we allowed to go with that? You can debate that with me afterwards. Okay, so, and try not to be too influenced by those around you, you know, red or green. Try and make your own independent judgment. It's a bit like, have you ever seen Ready, Steady, Cook? I think they do this today with green peppers and red. Too much daytime TV. Right, so let's have the next one up. Is it a weed or is it not a weed? Can you hold up your... Oh, don't tell lies. Okay, so some people... Oh, no, okay. Yeah, well, that looks pretty universal. Everybody, mostly everybody has agreed that's a weed. Who knows what that is? Cleavers, yes. Or... Goosegrass, yes. Some of these have got wonderful common names. What would we call this? In the Lloyd's pad. Sticky plants or sticky weed, yeah. Those ones are... So these are fun because you can stick them on people, aren't they? Some people call them sticky willies, apparently. Grip grass. Robin run the hedge. Rather a nice one, isn't it? Or the Velcro plant. That must be a relatively new one. Gallium apollinae. And it's got lots of small hairy seeds. It produces them in large quantities. 300 or 400 per plant. So they're easily distributed. They can last in the soil for 6 years. So it's a pretty horrible plant. You're right, it's a weed. Okay, next one. Weed or not a weed? What do you think? Not a weed. These are too easy, aren't they? Mrs. Lloyd told me it was too hard. Yes, so what are they? Sunflowers. Calanthus. Apparently there is some discussion online whether they're a weed or not. There are perennial varieties of sunflower. Confusing, is it? Because normally an annual you get every year, but perennial means a plant that comes back year after year, and there are some wild perennial sunflowers that are apparently a problem to some farmers. Okay, let's have the next one. Weed or not a weed? What would you say? Not a weed, virtually all. Okay, good. Well, we've got... well, I'm delighted to have fooled you. You probably won't agree this is really a weed, but these are actually mock strawberries. Dacuntia indica, they're not edible, they've got yellow flowers, so if you want proper strawberries, I guess you would call these a weed. Next one, weed or not a weed? Some people say weed, some people say not a weed. What do you think it is? What do you think it is? Michaelmas daisy? Well, I don't know. I've got down here after. Is that something different? Yeah, I'm pretty ignorant about this. But anyway, so it's not your sort of common daisy that grows in your lawn. I don't think I was calling this one a flower. Should have got someone more. So I was going for flower on this one, but okay, next one. What is that? Weed or not a weed? Weed or not a weed? Yeah, I've got a few greens here from Keen Gardeners too. Well, David Cleverly, if you've got this on your farm, you would be in trouble, because it is, what is it? Sue, it is indeed Japanese knotweed, yes. Roinotsukia japonica, the fleece flower, or the Himalayan fleece vine, billyweed, monkey fungus, elephant ears, pea shooters, donkey rhubarb, or American or Mexican bamboo. I think they're hollow, but these are pretty horrible stuff, aren't they? Next one, what would you say, weed or not a weed? Girl, confusion here. Everybody know what it is? It's orange hackweed. So as it's got weed in the title, I'm going for weed. Sometimes known as fox and cubs, or orange hawkbill, or the devil's paintbrush, Grim the collier, some reason. Anyway, it can be very invasive. It's notifiable in some parts of the world, and there are eradication programs. Okay, last one, you might be relieved to know. Is it a weed or not a weed? Some people think a weed. So, mixed opinions here. Anyone know what it is? It's apparently mountain mint, Picathenium muticum. So it's often mistaken for a weed. It's got pretty leaves, they look like they've been dusted with ice cream sugar. Well, that was the most fun you've had this morning, wasn't it? Let's have the next slide. So you'll remember in Jesus' parable, this story with a meaning, they go to the farmer's field and they are horrified to find not only wheat, but weeds. And we might have a similar feeling when we think about God's world. God is a good God. He's made a good world. But the world has gone wrong, hasn't it? It's been messed up. There's lots of wonderful good in the world, but there is also evil in the world. You don't need me to prove that to you. And Jesus says in this case, well, an enemy to this, perhaps speaking of the devil and his influence on the world, sometimes our own sinful hearts too do evil things and we mess up. We live in a world of good and evil. But Jesus tells us, next one, that there is a harvest coming. There will come a time when God will separate the weeds and the wheat. Now this was perhaps quite scary in our reading, quite sobering stuff for Jesus, the most loving person who ever lived, to say that judgment is coming. There will be a division, a separation, a sorting out. But that's good news too, because it tells us that evil won't go on forever. One day there will be a reckoning. Sin won't win. God will sort out our world. Next one. And it's tempting to want the world to be sorted out, isn't it? Evil and wrong can really get to us. We might want to live in a pure world. And some of Jesus' the servants in this parable, standing for Jesus' disciples, say, well, let's go and sort it out. Let's pull up the weeds. Sometimes we want a pure world, don't we? Sometimes we want a pure church. There's another part in the Gospels where there's some people who don't receive Jesus' message, and the disciples say, Lord, shall we call down fire on heaven for them, sort them out, get them? And unsurprisingly, Jesus says, no. Jesus says, wait. There is a harvest coming, but not now. Now is the time of mercy and opportunity. God is patiently waiting, giving us an opportunity to turn to him. Yes, there will be a judgment, but today is the day of salvation, the day of mercy and opportunity. For a while, God allows the wheat and the weeds to grow together. Next slide, please. So what is this parable saying to us? It comes just after the parable of the sower, where Jesus talks about himself as sowing the good seed of the word. And what kind of soil are we going to be? What kind of seed, what kind of soil will we be? Will we be good soil that receives the good seed of the gospel. That's the challenge of this passage to us. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him listen to Jesus and follow him. Will we be good seed in good soil? Because if we are, next one, it will produce 30, 60 or 100 times what is sown. The gospel is good and true and powerful, and it produces a wonderful harvest in our lives. Next one. The gospel is like a tiny seed, a mustard seed, that grows into a great big plant. What kind of tree is this? Oak tree, yes. So I didn't think I'd bother with mustard seed. But we've got an English proverb which is the same, isn't it? What's our proverb that we say in English? About oak tree? Yes, from little acorns, mighty oak trees grow. If Jesus had known that and been English, he could have said that, couldn't he? Just like the mustard seed. The smallest mustard seed produces the biggest tree in the whole garden, the mustard tree. Jesus says, from tiny acorns, mighty oak trees grow, as if he said that. The gospel is something small, it seems weak, but it can have a huge impact. It's true and powerful. It becomes the largest tree in the garden. And Jesus says the birds of the air can come and nest in it. We can enjoy its shade. And those birds in the Bible probably represent the nations. There's a similar parable in the book of Ezekiel where the birds represent the nations. So Jesus says, come and welcome to my kingdom. Come and nest in the branches of the kingdom of God. Come and enjoy the shade. Come to me, Jesus says. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for the good seed of the gospel, for the message of Jesus which he proclaimed to us. Help us to have ears to hear, to listen. We pray that that good seed of your word would go deep down into our lives and bear fruit. We pray that we might come to Jesus and his kingdom for his name's sake. Amen.